there have been a series of concerns about the issues of security in places like Mombasa, in some parts of Nairobi. Certain people are running away from some of those areas, going back to their homes without voting because of the leaflets that have been flying around that anybody who is going to stay there during the voting day will be dealt with. This is worrying us as East African Law Society. In fact, the 130 million residents of East Africa are very concerned about the situation in Kenya. And we are asking the security agents to ensure that the citizens of the Republic of Kenya are properly protected so that they will then be able to exercise their rights of the rights to vote in a free and fair elections. The other concerns about security is that insecurity is likely to interfere with the voting process, in the sense that at the end of the day, when people run away and don't vote, the legitimacy of the people who are going to be elected will be brought into question, because the universal suffrage that gives every human being and the constitutional right to vote will therefore be violated. And therefore, we are saying that the security agents, especially the Commission of Police, must make sure that the people who are trying to cause this tension, cause insecurity, are arrested and charged, and also that the citizens are given proper security throughout the country. We are also concerned about the attacks from across the border in places like Garissa, Mandera, and Marsabit, the places that border the Somali. And we are also asking that those places, citizens must be given the proper security to make sure they exercise their rights in a proper manner.
The presidential candidates have pledged their willingness to ensure a peaceful vote. Isn't this enough as part of an effort to ensure that tension is drastically reduced and protection of prospective voters during Monday's vote?
First of all, let me say that action by presidential candidates is highly commendable. It is a proof that they are also interested in making sure that there is peace in Kenya during the voting exercise. However, that is not enough, because you sometimes will hear politicians saying that we are preaching peace, but behind the curtains, they sometimes encourage their supporters to go and fight when nobody is seeing, when they are not in the public limelight, when there's nothing is focused on them. They quietly go and tell their supporters to go and cause chaos. That is why we are saying that the security agents, the national intelligence, must be proactive in gathering intelligence. But we are also asking the police that in trying to make sure the security is there, they must not overdo, use brutal force, exercise unnecessary harassment of the members of the public, interfere with the people's daily living. What they should do is to make sure that people keep peace. We are also asking the security agents that they must not be allowed, they must not take a partisan interest in the general election, because if you remember the investigations done by Kregler Commission after the aftermath of the 2007-2000 election, there was an indictment on the security forces that at that particular time, some of them took a partisan interest in the general election which was going on. And we are also saying that they should not, they must remain neutral, they must serve the citizens of the republic, and they must do what they are called to do and what they took the office to do, to protect and secure the citizens of the Republic of Kenya.
So what is the East African Law Society's message to Kenyans ahead of the March 4th, Monday's election?
The message that the East African Law Society has to the people and the residents of Kenya is one, that this is the first elections under a new constitution. It is a very historic elections that they must come out in big numbers. Nobody must remain at home. Everybody must come out and go and vote and express their will. Even as they are going to do that, care must be exercised so that they vote for candidates that are going to uphold the future of this country. The people of Kenya must be careful to vote for people with integrity. They must ensure that they vote the people who are going to protect and guard the integrity of this nation. And we are asking the people that they must exercise their vote carefully, and they must vote for the people that are going to rule this country. 5 years is a long time, so that if proper leaders are not chosen, one, you will still have corruption continuing. Two, you will still have insecurity continuing. Three, you will still have divisions among the tribes continuing. So we must vote, one, for people who can unite the nation. Secondly, people who can create jobs. And thirdly, people who can make sure that the welfare of the children and the citizens of the republic are taken care of. This is my message to the people of Kenya, that it is as an opportunity that must be lost. And if we don't get it right this time, we may not get it right for the next 50 years to come. And so we must do the right thing, and that is the only thing to do the right thing.